Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting. Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Did Lisa Rinna use too many fillers? Is she looking too filled? We have to discuss that. Crystal Minkoff announced that she's been fired, I guess, or she's not coming back. Okay, it's always fired. Anyhow, what's the real reason behind that? RHOC, according to David Yandip, he believes will be coming back sooner rather than later. We'll tell you why. And then I listened to Tori Spelling's misspelling. Trash or treasure? Let's go. David's here. Do you want to move on? Because there's so much tea. You've got RHOC stuff you've been
doing. On the clock, girl. So I'm watching the time. So you move on.
This is going to be a long show, though. This is going to be a long show.
Excuse me?
Do you have to go?
Today's?
To go?
Not at the moment. But,
okay.
You know.
All right. Well, let's get to it rapid fire. Tell me the tea that you have about RHOC.
I just think, they're completing. Look, this is the new future of how they're doing it. We filmed Jersey and we held it forever. We filmed Dubai and we held it for like a fucking year. I mean, everyone thinks the trailer for Dubai looks promising. Okay. I'm trying so hard to be happy. I think the new thing is we're going to have a pause and we're going to wait. Oh, see, pause for a minute. And then we're going to film and we're going to release it quicker than we have been. So I think that's just the new trend, which David and Sarah said recently, do everything in real time. But apparently the OC, now that they have the cast trip and Shannon and the lead Tamara fought it out, I think, though, it's going to come right back out. It's going to, the OC, they're going to churn and burn it quickly. We have May with Jersey, June with Dubai. Maybe August for the OC. I think it's going to be pretty quick.
Oh, that's a good prediction. Yeah. Okay, I'm ready.
And by the way,
John Jansen.
I've said that Ralph Pittman and Evan Goldschneider and Harry Hamlin were my three house husbands that I wanted to bed down. I need to give credit to Jennifer Pedantry's fiance. I wouldn't mind bedding him down either. So we have a fourth house husband that I will do. There's four. That's not bad. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah. Shocking
Oof.
news.
There is
Shocking
his
news.
fuck list. Okay, I like it.
Yeah.
All right, Crystal Minkoff did a lovely sweet video of thanking fans and filled with gratitude. How happy is Anne Marie today on her way to administer anesthesia to someone? How happy is she? And do we think Kyle, they called Kyle, who's always been the other producer of this show, and they were like, all right, well, who do you want to see go? And they were like, you know, we've all had it with Crystal. Let's move on. What do you think? What do you think? Was it the cast? Because I do, we have moved on from RHOP, but I will say this. I do think the women had all, to some degree, ganged up against Candace a little bit. I feel it's exactly what happened with Reality Von Teese, who we'll also talk
Oh,
about,
Von
who's now
Teese.
Von Teese, who's now pregnant.
The Von
But
Teese is pregnant.
when you single out a woman like that, it's hard to bring her back. Now, Erika Jayne has survived that. But Ms. Jayne has a storyline sort of larger than life that a lot of these other women don't have. Crystal doesn't have that. Candace doesn't have that. What do you think? Do you think the women wanted her gone? Do you think it's just over the years she's been boring? What do you think it was that Crystal is canned?
Well, I think, first of all, Erica, I think, is bigger than the show. I'll say what you want about her. Erica Jayne is like, it's like when you have that discussion, to me, I really did think, I mean, I've gone on record. I really thought that Anne Marie leaving was it after being a top-rated season. I now have a new theory on what's going to happen. Look, process of elimination. We're never letting Kyle go. I hate to break it to everyone. We're probably almost never letting Erika Jayne go. Erika Jayne is like one of the most protected housewives there is. Erika's not going. Kyle is not going. Let's not forget Vanderpump Rules. We have all these OGs or almost OGs. It's doing just fine. Same production company. I mean, you're not letting Sutton Strack go. Sutton Strack brings it.
TV Gold.
You're not letting Garcelle go. And it comes down after Anne Marie to two human beings that you could possibly let go. One is Dorit and one is Crystal. There's no other discussion that was happening. You know, we discuss and we're not sure. And Roni, and do we let Ramona go and keep Sonia? Sonia is a drunk and she needs to check into rehab. So we got to let her go. Now we're keeping a total racist. Ramona's a racist. You got to take her off the list. And the next thing you know, we reboot the whole fucking franchise season after season 13. It's really easy with Beverly Hills. Kyle is not on the board. Erika Jayne is not on the board. Garcelle is not on the board. And Sutton is not on the board. We have a whiteboard with two faces up there. And we either bring them both back, we bring neither back, or we bring one of them back. So I don't even think it's like, I really thought Crystal was coming back. But in retrospect, she's the only person who could have gone other than Dorit besides Anne Marie. Period. The end. I mean, that to me, I 100% not debatable. There was no chance of the other four going. No chance. None.
So
Zero.
we're gonna get Kathy back. We're getting Kathy
Are
100%.
we? I don't
Yes,
even.
Kathy is back as a friend of. Yes, you were gonna see. So do you think it's Kathy Kyle versus what? Mauricio Dorit? I
Look.
just think Crystal, like, I don't care what people say. There was nothing there. I don't know, right? I mean, there just was
I
nothing.
liked her. I really
Oh,
thought
that's good.
Crystal, I thought she did the job. I really thought she did the
How?
job. Now you have people like Anne Marie and other cast members who say that Crystal is insecure, that she was very worried about what the public thought of her, and she brought a persona of sweetness in something show. So that is what her castmates have said, most of them, or not most, but plenty of them. But I really, so you know, that doesn't work, especially now. But I thought Crystal showed up, and I thought she, you know, I guess the argument is that her storyline was esophagus, and she was always looking ugly leather pants, and Sutton did something so dark. And I mean, that's the argument that
She
Crystal came with
alleged Sutton was a
agenda.
racist for an entire season and then said, oh, well, it was just a feeling. Huh?
Ooh, girl.
We all forget that. Like, good riddance. Like, are you
Apparently,
kidding?
Sarah Fraser has not forgotten that, have
No,
you?
it was the worst story. There's one thing where it's a Ramona Singer. It's another thing to accuse somebody of racism and let it dwindle out there the entire. The fact that Sutton can move forward, I feel like, because Sutton's probably like, I'm cashing a $300,000 check every month. What do I care? I mean, I think like, I think 100% Crystal comes off to me as somebody who cares so much about what the, like, she seems like someone that reads the blogs. And of course she always has a social issue that is going to be quote unquote popular with the masses, or what she thinks is going to be popular, which is labeling like Sutton a racist, which obviously we know isn't true. Her bestie is, you know, Giselle. And of course, at the end of the season, you know, there was absolutely a nothing burger there. So goodbye. Like, what did she have about Rob? What did she have about, I mean, her meddling with her brother?
Well, bored, here's the good news. Bored.
Go. I'd call up those 14 friends that ditched me and I'd be like, I want a lunch filmed. I want you to tell me to my face why you all left me. Why? Okay. I'm stronger now. Get out here. Let's go to the Beverly Hills Hotel. Lunch on Rob. And I want you to tell me to my face why I'm such a cunt. She wouldn't do any of that. She couldn't take any of that. And Anne Marie had way more going on, but unfortunately accusations against her husband derailed that. And then this esophagus gate or whatever, and Crystal tried to jump onto that like a barnacle on a whale. Bye-bye. So glad. I'm with bye.
I see we do not have a Crystal fan in the house today.
I don't dislike anyone. Okay. I don't dislike anyone, but there's so many of these women. They have nothing going on. They have nothing. And it's just like, okay. You know, like, I mean.
You will not miss Ms. Kong. Well, here's the good news for Ms. Kong. She has Rob. She has her vitamin water. I mean, Crystal's got some bucks, baby. Excuse me, coconut water. Excuse me. So Crystal's got some bucks. She is out at real events. I mean, Crystal is in that, like, she's more in the Beverly Hills, you know, LA society than like a Dorit. Like, Crystal's the real deal. She goes to the real events and she has access to the entertainment awards. So Crystal's life will be fine, right?
Yeah. It'll be fine. I think 100%. 100%. And she's probably very lovely as a regular human being, not on TV. I guess what lasting contribution do we feel like Crystal gave?
Well, she was the first Asian American housewife.
Okay,
in
I was
Beverly
thinking
Hills.
The same thing. That's a good point. And that is something significant. So I do give her credit for that. Okay, what else?
I feel, you know, at least she spoke out. Now, Kyle, they don't think she spoke out that much. They don't think she, look, either have it or you don't. You know, the minute that woman walked on the screen and she took her hand, she patted that puss, that Erica Jane, the minute that Dorinda walked on and said, I got a bluestone manna and I may not be polished, but here
Where's
I am.
Where's the cocaine?
Right. She came on. The white shit just fell out of the bag. Bags everywhere. Allegedly.
She doesn't do
yeah, that. Sometimes you just know within seconds that we got a home run. You know what I'm saying? Dorinda, Erica. When else have we had a later in the season's housewife that just came out of nowhere?
Garcelle.
Because you think about...
I think Garcelle has a lot. Garcelle is a woman who's divorced.
She was more of a slow burn for me. Slow burn.
Okay, slow burn. I gotcha. But I do feel like there's a lot more there. And, you know, I just feel like she's pulled herself up by the bootstraps. She was a famous TV star. She's gone through divorce, cheating on her, contentious relationship with some sons. Oliver, you know, had addiction issues. Now is doing well, thriving with LVP. I mean, the woman's been through the ringer a bit. She's not as rich as these other women, but she's held on. She's stuck in there.
Well, you know what it is.
I mean,
also,
I don't
want
to beat a dead horse here, you know?
Do you know what it is? No, I mean, to that point, I find like, I mean, people are going to be like, really? But I find Kyle, Erica, and Garcelle, maybe Sutton too, the four of them, I find them, now I'm not saying Kyle doesn't withhold shit from us and is out there manipulating the media with Morgan, but I feel that their emotions in the scene, they're not thirsty. Like, I don't think I find Garcelle to be authentic
yeah.
in that She's sitting there, and when she's mad at you, she'll speak up. But I don't like, I don't think Garcelle comes in with an agenda of how am I going to look this season? And I think that's really hard when you also have a day job. Now her day job is canceled, but she has stuff going on. So I find her authentic. Like Erica, I'm sorry, she's not there with an agenda like, ooh, I better not look a certain way. I mean, the woman has been nailed to a cross. Sorry for all the Christians out there that are now going to tell me being, you know, nailed to a cross and whatever else. I don't even know the rules because I'm not Christian. But I mean, Erica's not there thinking about how am I going to look. And I don't even think Kyle is so emotional that her emotions come out. And I think Sutton is so kooky that her stuff comes out. So I find all four of them authentic. Now, we do have another woman on the cast. Her name is Doreen Kemsley. I don't know about her being totally authentic. I think she's thinking about how this season's going to go for her. But the other four I find authentic in the moment. Don't you?
Yeah, I do. 100%. 100%.
So that's the good news. That's why I think Garcelle makes a good housewife. I don't think she's like afraid of like, I think she will speak up. That I did find that about Crystal, but they say behind the scenes, Crystal is not, Sarah's rolling her eyes. She's not a fan. Guess what, honey? When I'm getting my free passes to The Lion King Part 7 and I'm there with my date and you are off the guest list, darling. I'm just kidding, guys. I don't give a shit.
I don't care. I don't want to leave my house. Care. It doesn't bother me.
I don't want to leave my house until next year.
Again, I'm sure she's lovely. I did not think she was a good housewife. I will not miss her. I just feel like you, to your point, there's Sutton is so authentically Sutton. Again, all of us would be if you had a $300,000 check coming to you every single month, sweetie. You know, that allows you to be very authentic. But I think
Sutton makes more per year in from Beverly Hills than she makes per month from the alimony. Now, overall, the alimony adds up, but her salary is probably now like in the fours, maybe five. So Sutton's doing well. Can you imagine having an extra like
$500,000?
My pittance yearly salary. Like, yeah. I live on my monthly salary, not this. I'll just buy myself two Dolces. Oh, wait a second. I get Dolces basically for cost because they're my best friends. So what am I gonna do with this extra $500,000?
Look, best of luck to Crystal. I think I've beaten a dead horse there. I hope they bring on, I want Nia Long, who is Bill Burr, the very famous comic. I want her to come on. She seems sassy. She seems very into fashion and the food scene and Beverly Hills. And she was introduced through Crystal as a friend. Hold on, David. Hold on. We got to thank OneSkin. I don't know why we're not doing this together, baby. I told you. We should have done that yesterday together. Anyway, OneSkin, first longevity skincare company ever. They have a proprietary OS01 peptide. You've heard me talk about it 1,000 times because it goes down to those zombie cells, not just topical, and actually helps reverse the signs of aging. How do we know this? They have done several third-party studies, and 87% of users testing their eye cream, their skin cream, noticed a visible difference. Go to oneskin.co right now. Use the promo code TSFS. Get 15% off your entire order. They have products for men as well. The secret to OneSkin's proprietary OS01 peptide is the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. You can read even more and their incredible 5-star reviews when you go to their website. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code TSFS at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with the promo code TSFS. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please say the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. How ironic. I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcast, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at hero.co. Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for Her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavor. Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable with thousands of 5-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes two to tango. Conception for Her fertility aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20. I would love to see her. I want to see what it's like to live with Bill Burr. It gives me, because I don't believe she'll ever be back full time, but who was the one there that was married to, the famous actor, Camilla, no.
Camille Grammer?
Camille Grammer. Cute. Camille Grammer.
Camilla. There's a Camilla Luddington who's on Grey's Anatomy.
Well, I don't think, I love Camille, but I don't think we're ever getting Camille back. So what I like is Nia is married to this famous comic. Bill's going to bring some levity. I want to see him with the husbands. It would be hysterical with him with, you know, because PK is going to need a pal. Moe's probably going to be replaced by Morgan. Rick Hilton doesn't appear. So,
honey,
I'm sorry. And then the rest of them ain't got any men. So I'm like, I mean, I want to see Bill Burr mixing it up with these chicks.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to predict right here. I think as much as Kyle protests, Douth protests, Kyle will do anything for the show, right? She's really given her, Kyle is a good housewife. She's given her all to the show. If you want to bring your authentic life, as she says on that, says, I think we might see Morgan. I think, and we'll be doing impressions all season and for everyone who doesn't like him, can suck my left dick. But I got a left dick and a right dick, and wow. Whoever doesn't like
two
Morgan.
Two dick Morgan. Dick, all right.
Morgan has two dicks. And if you don't like me being on the hills of Beverly, you can suck my left dick. Don't suck my right dick, because that's for myself and Kyle. But Morgan's left dick is available for sucking. I think we're going to see Morgan on the show. I really do. I mean, what is Kyle doing in her spare time? Mo will be moving out. I mean, Kyle has got, oh my God, so much to give us next season. I know you all hate her. Try to hate her. I mean, we'll hate her all you want, but she's coming back. I think Morgan is coming to Beverly Hills. We're going to have Little Hills. Hillbilly in Beverly Hills. Yeah, and I don't know, Hillbilly ain't no bad term. It ain't a bad term.
It's only a bad term. Super hot lesbian couple. I would love to see them. I love a late in life lesbian. And I love it. I know, like I said, I've had multiple people, women that they get divorced in their 50s from their husbands, and then they get with a lady and they are very happy for the rest of their life.
Are you coming out here on a show, Sarah? Is there something you want to share with us,
no,
Sarah?
No, I was fingered once by a woman in college and it just didn't do anything for me.
Not your thing?
No. You know, yeah, you had to experiment a little bit, right? And then, you know, I mean, I think you've kissed a woman, right? And there was nothing there. It's like, you know, you know, you're drunk. So you're like, well, maybe I'm into this. And then it happens and you're like, yeah. I'm sorry. I think you and I definitely connect on, we like a good dick. It's just something. Yeah. I know. It's just something about it. And I love a man. I just
like
love a man.
Men are fucking hot.
They are hot. And like, I love a man's mate. Like, oh,
that's why you love Travis Kelce.
Yeah. Oh, give me a man. That's a man. You know what I mean? I love a,
By the way, before we go.
Okay. Wait, really? We have to go? All right, fine. I'm going to have to do an emergency podcast.
Okay, we don't have to go like.
Because I got 18 things I want to add. Wait, can we do rapid fire? Do you think Reality Von Teese is really preggers? Seven, 8 weeks pregnant. You think it's true?
I didn't even think there was a chance of it not being true, but this is Von Teese, so you never know. I would have said yes, but now you put doubt in my mind. What else you got?
Okay. What did you think of Teresia and Taylor Swift at Coachella? She never looked happier. And Louis Ruelas.
I don't know. First of all, for those of you who don't live in LA, let me just tell you, it's a real thing. Like, this shit shuts down. My building, you could hear a pin drop. All of LA picks up and goes to Coachella. Now, I'm available. Sheena was there working. I'm available for purchase. I think for 10 grand, I would go. But really, not for a penny less. Coachella to me looks like I don't understand any of it. It sounds awful. I had Mary Fitzgerald from Selling Sunset on here once. Okay. And she was like, oh, there's a way to do it VIP and you wouldn't be like in the mud or the crowds. And I'm like, really? Because it doesn't look like that to me. Rumor is Paris Hilton got kicked out of the VIP to make room for I don't know if this is true, to make room for Travis and Taylor. I mean, I just think like, I don't know how Teresa, I mean, I know Teresa and Louis were in the crowd, but I just wonder like if Jennifer Lawrence were there, or I don't know who, but you know, Jennifer Lawrence would say, oh my God, I'm going to take a fucking picture with Teresa, you know, cause they're fans. I mean, does Taylor Swift
think she took
a picture with a fan?
Yes. Taylor Swift probably thought it was a fan. Yeah. 100%. Okay. Wait a sec. Bette Midler. Do you think there's any chance the fabulous Bette Midler is joining Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or Real Housewives of New York?
No.
Okay. Are you overseeing Kesha? We got more Kesha with Kyle Richards, and Kesha performed.
And Paris.
Or do we like Kesha now? She changed the lyrics of her song, wake up in the morning saying, fuck P. Diddy, instead of feeling like P. Diddy. You know, we're really sticking it to the old Diddy. What do you think? Are you over Kesha or you love this renaissance or resurgence?
Over. Hard pass.
Okay. Rinna, too many fillers recently? Recent photos of Rinna. Too many fillers or just aging?
We've all been there. You know, I've had too many fillers at one point. I think, look, she's still doing, she just did the Marc Jacobs ad with her, I believe it's Delilah Bell as opposed to Amelia Gray. And Rinna is, she posted, did you see in the birthday suit, totally naked.
Oh, she looks gorgeous. She's got a killer body.
Rinna is, I don't care what anyone says. Rinna to me is like above Housewives. She has the brand outside of Housewives. I don't even mean above, but she is like what we talked about with Candace. Rinna came in having a brand. She'll always be Rinna. And even though she blocked me for saying she was fired, which she was fired because she would not leave on her own. I mean, she did say on Jennifer Hudson a few weeks ago, she'll never, ever, ever, ever return to Housewives. I mean, do we believe that?
No. Paycheck will always do it. It's like Bethany. They'll always return. One last thing. Can I tell you?
We can do a little more rapid fire. This is fun.
Jax and Brittany, the cake fail at their three-year-old son. By the way, my son and Jax and Brittany's son, same age, birthday around the same time. They had a birthday party for him. Shocker, shocker. They were in the same room together. What a contentious separation. And
what cake fail?
Did you see the table? They put the birthday cake for the, on it. Jax leaned on the table and it completely collapsed and the cake toppled over. Real, staged. And why are Jax and Britney still hanging out 24/7?
Because everything is fucking staged. Okay. That's why. I mean, Britney is like out there doing interviews and being like, yeah, he's a dog. Now, don't get me confused with Morgan Wade because the accent is actually different. I'm Britney and he's a dog. And I'm going to smile when I talk about how my husband is such a dog. And I mean, I gained a little weight and he makes me feel so unattractive. He don't touch me no more. But my smile is wide as can be because we all know Jax Taylor loves sex. So he's got to be getting it somewhere.
He's getting it from her, please. He's so into
her. I think everything's fine. Everything is fine. Jax is, I hate to break it to everyone. I think Jax is a good guy. And, you know, he's one of these people who just was a total whore. Fucking Laura Lee in the bathroom going down. I mean, he claims he hooked up with Lindsay Lohan, I believe. If you Google it,
I could see that.
Everyone. Jax got it out of his system, which, you know what? Some people never do. I think Jax is like, I think he's a whore, but I think that he, his son is his life. And if Jax closes his eyes and pictures living in a house alone, like Schwartzy, I think he wants to like off himself. Life. You know what I'm saying? Like Jax, I think being alone, like Sandy, Schwartzy, Lala, I think that's Jax's biggest nightmare right now. So I think he is thrilled that he wakes up to a screaming kid and Britney's demands. I think he loves being married. You can't fool me, Jax. You're a good guy.
Hey,
sorry.
As someone who loves it too, I get it. Okay, last one. I've been doing recon for us, you know, because I was a little closed off. Like, I didn't want to listen to Bethany's podcast. I mean, I still haven't, but I did listen to Misspelling, Tori Spelling's new one. Her episode where she is going to her storage units and somebody, a friend, paid because the storage units were repossessed. They were going to basically be storage wars where they were going to be auctioned off, but a friend came through, paid for them. Can I just tell you, it is way better than I thought it would be. And I know you and Tori have like your beef, but it was actually
Last time someone said that, someone's like, you don't have beef with Tori in real life. She doesn't know who you are. Some fucking troll. I'm like, honey, I wish that that were the case. You and I just had a situation where we said some good things about someone and they're like, oh, that people listen to every fucking word. But my issues with Tori, I have none. She does not like me, which has nothing to do with any of this. It just has to do with stuff in the past. And when I see Tori, it is very, I mean, I don't give a shit. So fuck you, Tori. Like, don't try to make me feel that way because it doesn't work. I walk right past her and I run over to Shannon because Shannon's the queen. So I don't really need to say anything bad about Tori to get me further in this hole. Because the thing about seeing these housewives, it's like, I don't want to be in any fucking Bravo thing because it is weird. Like, I fucking said that you're a fucking rat that scurries. She's in the corner and she has a piece of Gouda.
All
she's
right.
A tam rat. She
Dude,
doesn't like mustard.
I want to do. I want us to do our own reality show so badly where you and I go to Coachella, you babysit my son. Ugh. We should have, you know what
you
we
want
should
like
do?
A simple, like fish out of water, simple life.
Yes.
In our
Dude, movie. People right. would turn up so hard for that. I wish we should have fucking thought to pay for one of Tori's storage units to be reopened. We should have given her the cash. I'm going to DM her and go, look, if we can pay for anything, David and I are down.
Like, we will give you $2,000. My name, darling. Oh, okay, it's not going to help your situation.
Okay. I will give you $2,000, anything you need paid for. Just want an exclusive 30-minute interview. I actually liked it a lot. I mean, because when you think about,
I'm
going to
listen.
Think,
I like Tori. Just again, I like Lisa Rinna. She hates me. I like Tori. She hates me. I like a lot of people.
I like Crystal. I like Crystal. I just don't think she's a good housewife. I don't. And I don't mind that she was fired. Sorry. Like I don't dislike anybody in real life. It
good
was
for Tori.
Good.
I mean, we all say something's greenlit because of something prior. I mean, Shannon's podcast, let's be clear, is killing it. You can't compare this. I think Tori's trying to get a piece of whatever, which is fine.
She's broke. Whoa. She said it. She needs the money. She has to be doing. She has 18 jobs. And I understand this as someone who has a child in Los Angeles. Okay. Most of the public schools here are crap. And you, like, I understand what she's saying. If you have five kids in LA, this is the most expensive state in the country.
Sure. Sure. I agree with all of that. I agree that she does need the job. The 90210 residuals are not what you expected. You know, Shannon is has done very well for herself because it's very, it's very unusual. You don't realize you go to these conventions and all the diehard 90210 fans, Charmed, just as big. So to be on two shows with a huge, I mean, Shannon's Charmed deal was good even when she wasn't on the show. I'm just saying Shannon's done very well for herself. She has the house in Malibu. She was on, and to be on two shows that are so big, 90210 is the bigger show, but the fan base for Charmed is probably even bigger, as crazy as that sounds.
God. You always bring it back to Shannon. I freaking love you.
I don't take anything away from Tori. The only thing I will take away is I get it. You grew up, Spelling Manor, biggest house, bowling alleys, maids, I get 20, 22, 36, 30, even 37. I grew up with a silver spoon. I don't know money. Girl, I'm sorry. This is where you're naked. It's going to be tense the next time we see each other now. I'm setting us back here, but you're fucking 52. So I'm sorry that you're not good with money. It is a pet peeve to me. I say like all these housewives that live out. I mean, go into fucking class. Again, I do consulting on the side. Call me and hire me. Sarah, we're starting some things together. Like, it's not that hard,
but
girl.
David, you
it's not
cannot.
That hard. You're 52 years old. Learn the value. If you get 100, you spend 50.
Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12, and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right. You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine, or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life. 10 years ago, I lost 60 pounds mindful eating, and today I have kept the weight off. I never think about food. I never count calories. Honey, I don't even use one of those darn trackers or apps. I live with food freedom, and I want that for you if you are ready and you want it. And that's where My Optimal Body comes into play. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment, and be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment, plus a bonus free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for a customized plan. That is myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Why I wanted to partner with Dr. Applin is because he is a doctor that gets to the cellular and gut reason of why you can't lose weight and keep it off. They also work with your mental capacity as well. So many of us are emotional eaters. They address that, and their clients see long-term success. If you are ready to lose weight, keep it off, and you don't want to do crazy Ozempic, myoptimalbody.com and tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
What?
You cannot what? Come for her like that. I mean, look, it's like we all, people spend their whole lives figuring out food issues. Okay, you, like my, I'm too nice, right? I'm trying in business so badly to be like, not even mean, just be direct and about the bottom line. Okay, it's so hard for me to do that. for you, it's about, you know, do you want a partner? Are you going to address that part of you?
No.
Okay, well, you're closed. No. You have issues, though. You're closed off. We all have issues at all ages. Like, this for her is her Achilles heel.
My issues are not affecting my ability to live. It's like, figure it out. And I say that for anyone. I mean, I don't want to hear about any childhood issue. When you're 57, you haven't worked it out. Yeah, I have a conservative view on this stuff. Work your shit out. Get the help you need. Get the resources.
People spend.
You're not 23. Work it out. You like went out and killed someone as an adult because of something happened in your childhood. Get over it. Work your shit out.
Well, I do agree with that. I do agree. Way too much victim mentality. And people milk that forever. Oh, I can't do this because something happened to me 20 years ago. You got. Today is the only day promised. If it's promised all day. So you got to make a choice. You going to live for the past or are you going to start something new today? Because you got only hours. Nothing is guaranteed for us. So
You don't have to agree with me. You don't have to. But I just feel,
well,
I don't know.
When I listened to it, I understood more. I think for her, this is just something she cannot, at this point, she spent her whole life, she cannot get over it in the sense that.
But then there's people to, listen, if Tori wants, I'm not even joking, hire me, you make $10,000. There was a 90210 convention, you make $50,000. Give me your fucking money. Give it to me. Do not touch it. I will dole it out for this child's school. Guess what? Now this is for taxes. There's nothing left, honey. So I don't understand. You have 9 storage units. Cut the lock off. Sell your shit. I know she already had the tag sale. I mean, like, hard luck. All the Donna Martin graduate shit up for auction. There's hundreds of people listening to this now that would buy that shit. Okay?
Well, I will say I'll buy some of it. If you're in financial trouble in California,
Tori, I like you, but I'm sorry. Live in a smaller house.
Live in a different state. This is what I don't understand about fucking California.
Go live in
okay?
a different
state. They're all about, I mean, you know, we have so many people living in campers and all this stuff. It's like, if get enough gas, go to fucking Las Vegas and Nevada. Why are you in a camper here in the most expensive? And then people go, oh, well,
by the way,
this should be more affordable, this housing or whatever. Well, guess what? Landlords have bills too. Move to a different you think I'm here for because the housing is terrific. No, I'm here for a purpose and then I'm leaving. This state's bananas. But it's like,
and by the way, the work isn't even here. The work is all over. Sarah, we're gonna have to go.
All right, bye. Bye.
I mean, I love you all. Everyone's like gonna boo me. I would love to stay on forever. It's been an hour. We can talk about all these topics. Listen, do me a favor. Why don't you listen to another episode of her podcast? We'll talk about it again and I'll listen to Bethany's. Is that fair?
Done. Let's try. All right.
So this is not the end of Tori. We'll talk about her again and we'll talk about Bethany and we'll do everything. We've been on, you told me before we started, 40 minutes. We've been on for 1 hour and my computer's also going to die. I apologize to everyone.
Bye. I love you. Bye.
I love everyone. Bye.